If you were to mix Johnny Cash and the Pet Shop Boys, despite what Brandon Flowers would tell you, it would sound absolutely nothing like this song. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm all... Hello, welcome once again to another episode of the Decomposition Podcast, where we hyper-analyze all your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is Katie. Katie, how are you tonight?
I'm a little confused.
You're a little confused?
Yeah.
Okay, care to explain why?
I've been thinking about the song that we're going to discuss for some time now,
and
I'm confused.
I think I've been thinking about this song for 8 years.
Yeah, at least.
8 years of
deep contemplation.
About what the hell this song is?
Yes.
Well, why don't I talk about it? So tonight we're going to be decomposing the song "Human" by the Vegas rock band The Killers. This song was released as a single in 2009 with the album "Day and Age," certified platinum, 1 million albums sold. Debuted at number 13 on the Billboard Hot Modern Tracks and peaked at number 6. And also debuted and peaked at 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, Katie, there is one big, I'll say, controversy about this song.
Okay, and we're going to get into it right away.
We are going to get into that right away.
I'm ready.
I think the best way to do it is, Katie, to have you read the chorus for us. Because that addresses this controversy in the very, very first line. So why don't you fire it up for me?
Now, I should read it the way that I have always heard the song.
Yes.
Okay. Are we human or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human or are we dancer?
Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of this nonsense, what do you think that means?
I mean, I have
as a verse, like, how would you interpret that verse, that stanza?
Oh, this is tough. Okay, so grammatically speaking, when you say, are we human or are we dancer, you have an agreement error because we're switching from the plural to the singular. Unless we're looking at dancer as like a almost proper noun for a different kind of, I don't know, group of life?
Like, this is a struggle.
I'm doing my best.
Like, formulate a complete, like, thought that makes sense, like, about this garbage.
If dancer is a category that is separate from human, then I guess it's grammatically correct, but it makes no sense because most of the dancers I know, I don't want to say all because I don't know everybody's business,
but
most of the dancers I know are definitively human.
What this like presupposes is that you are either a human or dancer.
Right. And it's not,
I mean, I'm not even paying attention to the singular plural agreement there. That's an error, grammatical error, but like,
because it would be, are we human or are we dancers?
Sure. But what I'm saying is that Brandon Flowers has written a chorus that starts off saying that you are either a human or you are a dancer, as opposed to you can be both, or you can be a human who is also some other type of thing.
And it's also, you are either human or you are dancer. You have to take the article out of the sentence, which makes it even more bizarre.
Should we just get into all of the crap that goes along with we dancer? Are you ready to get into that?
Well, are you going to get into the controversy?
Well, yeah. When I say controversy, that's what I mean, is all the ancillary information that I found out about this.
I'm ready. I'm curious to know what you found out.
So the first bit of info is that Brandon Flowers has said that this lyric is inspired by a Hunter S. Thompson quote, where he says, excuse me, America is raising a generation of dancers. And he says he just took that and ran with it.
Really far.
That is really far. And the only thing that is similar to that quote is the word dancer. And it's not even, Hunter S. Thompson evidently said dancers, Brandon right. Flower. Like, I took that and ran with it, meaning I did something completely different than what Hunter S. Thompson did.
Right.
So there's some just BS nonsense.
Right, because America is raising a generation of dancers is not the same thing as...
Are we human?
Saying there are two different species. One is human and one is dancer.
And then he gets into, I need to go back to the chorus. Like the rest of the thought here, my sign is vital. My hands are cold and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human or are we dancer? What the hell does that mean? He's sign is vital?
Making such odd, I'm sorry to be grammatical, but he's making such odd grammatical choices. You would normally say that someone's like has their vital signs, right. You know, my sign it's is like vital.
He's trying to like play off the phrase vital signs and just not making any sense of it.
And then what do we mean by that? Do we mean like your astrological sign is very important? Because that could be one thing that my sign is vital would mean, or my like step sign is duck crossing. I like that better.
But the other thing that confused listeners when this song came out was that people, aside from the dancers bit.
Oh, wait, I just had another thought.
Hold the phone.
Also, if your vital signs are in good shape, like maybe your hands wouldn't be cold. Like if your blood was pumping well. I don't know. That was so rando. Sorry.
Well, I appreciate the interruption. But the other thing that confused audiences was people thought it was, instead of dancer, it was are we human or are we denser? Which arguably makes more sense.
Right.
Like, am I denser than what a human is?
If you mean not on a literal level, but on like a metaphorical right. level, yeah, yeah, are yeah. we human or are we something that's more...
thick.
It was something that's deeper than that, maybe.
Well, I gotta say, like, it does sound like that. It does sound like he says denser.
I do not think it sounds like denser at all.
Once that was pointed out to me, I was like, yeah, this sounds like denser.
Now, when we watched a lyrics video earlier today, and it said, are we human or are we denser? Mm. I was like, what? This doesn't make any sense. It definitely sounds like denser.
I can see how people would make that leap.
You and I are going to fight.
I don't want to fight. It's late. It's been raining all day.
I don't have the energy to fight.
I'm so lethargic right
okay,
now.
Okay, you and I are going to disagree then.
I don't have the energy for that either.
Well, so, then agree that it sounds like dancer, not denser.
We're going to agree to talk about the first verse. How does that sound?
I guess that sounds fine.
That sounds good compromise?
Yes.
All right. So it says, I did my best to notice when the call came down the line, up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. I have no idea what this... What is he saying?
You try it.
Oh, my God. No, that is not my forte. Okay, I'll try it. when the call came down the line up... No, I got nothing. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think the first four lines make the least sense. I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. What call?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to notice? Mm-hmm. And then we jump to a platform of surrender.
Right.
I was brought, but I was kind. Okay, so what are you surrendering to? What is this literal or metaphorical platform? Why were you brought there? Like, why are you surrendering? And if you're being forced to surrender to something that's totally unclear to us, why were you kind?
Can I tell you what Brandon Flowers said the song was
about?
I
would love to know.
Oh, I have no idea, because he hasn't said anything about it.
Oh, no.
He has not ever said anything about what this song is about. The closest he got to it was describing it as a dance song. He just wanted to write a pop dance song.
And he just, like, put a bunch of words together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not even one of those songs like we've talked about where the meter of the lyrics is important.
No, it's not like, what were we just talking about? What song were we talking
it was
about?
Savage Garden, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right, where it was like, oh, but the sound of Chickateri Cola or whatever those other lyrics were together kind of had a musicality to them.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true here. It's no, just
not at all.
It feels like someone who's trying too hard to be deep.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do some deep postmodern stream of consciousness thing.
Yeah. He was also very irritated by the confusion over the lyrics and the fact that fans didn't evidently like the dance beat behind it. So let me give you like a direct quote from his Rolling Stone interview here.
Okay.
Because this is so dickish. I love it. It says, quote, "It's supposed to be a dance song. The beat goes with the chorus. If you can't put that together, you're an idiot."
Wow.
It was like, way to be a dick about it, man.
Well, I think Brandon Flowers does come across as taking himself a little bit too seriously in general.
Yes.
And so I almost wonder if he was like, let's just do what all these other dance pop song writers do, which is just like mash together whatever lyrics and pretend it's okay.
You know what? Like, I agree with what you're saying about how like serious he is. And I think that's ultimately my problem with the song.
Like if it had a little bit of a sense of humor.
Yeah. It's a dance song that means nothing. And yet like watching the video, like he takes it so seriously that it's like, wow, am I supposed to feel something when I listen to this song?
Right. Are you ready to talk about the video?
I want to get to that after we're done with the lyrics. Okay. But like the video is I'll certainly
put a pin in it, but I have a lot to say
discussing.
About it.
I have a couple of things to say about it, but I'm interested to get your take. We had to watch it twice almost back to back, just to kind of
well, to ensure that I would remember it.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Well, I want to make sure that's drilled in there, you know. So
can I tell you what the second four lines of the chorus makes me not the chorus of the first verse makes me think of?
Please.
Childbirth.
And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door, close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. So like he is being birthed.
Like the open door is a vagina. Sorry, everyone. I don't know why I'm sorry. Not sorry, everyone.
Oh.
And then you enter into the world. It's nerve wracking.
Do you think that relates to the first four lines at all?
No, like, I don't even think it's supposed to be childbirth.
I was called from the womb. I was called down the line.
And I'm surrendering to becoming human, but I just might be dancer.
And I was brought out, but I was kind.
There it is. It's what the whole thing's about. Brandon Flowers didn't even know.
He doesn't know. We should tell him what his song is about. So with that, should we just move on to the second verse? Now that we've decoded verse one?
I think we've got it. Like, that's exactly what it's obviously about. No arguments necessary.
No arguments necessary. Are we human or are we dancer? Like, the baby doesn't know.
Like, a baby doesn't know because it's so new to the world.
Babies
it's like,
don't know, like, grammar at
no.
all.
No. Yeah. And that's why the grammatical stuff is there.
Babies
it's
are
clearly,
idiots.
Do not say babies are idiots. Just
I mean, on an intellectual level.
Like, no knowledge here.
Like, they would
can
fail
go beyond your experience.
Tests.
John Locke said that. Okay. And so, like, a baby is a blank slate. It doesn't know anything until it's born. So how can we expect it to know grammar? It doesn't mean it's dumb. It just doesn't have any experience
So
yet.
Brandon Flowers is writing this song as a baby that doesn't know anything.
Yes.
Yes!
In honor...
That is it.
In honor of 18th yep. century philosophy. If I have the dates there wrong, you know, suck it, everybody.
Well... Okay, I can't call babies idiots, but you can tell everybody to suck it. Is that the dynamic we're working with here?
Yeah, it's a rainy day. I'm going to go there.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, verse two. Who's reading this? I don't know. I don't care.
"Pay my respects to grace and virtue. Send my condolences to good. Give my regards to soul and romance. They always did the best they could. And so long to devotion, you taught me everything I know. Wave goodbye. Wish me well. You've got to let me go."
So in the first verse, he was brought and but kind.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, he's saying adios to all of those positive traits.
This is the baby as an old man now.
This is the baby. We need to send Brandon Flowers like a tweet explaining
right.
what his song is
Hey,
about.
Buddy. We know you said it was just a pop song, but actually, there's something going on here.
Let's unpack this a little bit here, Kayfray.
Can I admit something about
yeah,
this?
Go for it.
This verse to me is reminiscent of The Killers that I love, and I like it.
It's that. Is it the chorus that does it to you? Is
no,
it like,
I mean
you know?
The first verse. I think is terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But this verse to me is back to, you know, Killer's good songwriting, and
back
then it
to
gets
hot fuss and
gets abandoned. But.
Yeah. So let's break it down. Let's go through verse two real quick. Tell me what it is that you love about it. What it is about this verse that reminds you of old Killers that you love.
I like the whole sentiment of it, you know, kind of, it's obviously a speaker that's saying goodbye to everything that is good and kind of saying, okay, things that are good.
I'm abandoning you.
I appreciate you though.
Right.
You know, give my regards to Soul and Romance. They always did the best they could. Devotion taught him everything. You know, it's like going through all of these good influences in a person's life and then saying adios to them for some reason. I don't know why, but something about it has the,
you know, yeah,
same quality as I would have expected from a Killer song, which doesn't always make perfect sense, but seems to have some kind of like emotional relevance or something to hang on to. I had to say that in a weird voice because I felt...
You absolutely
did. A little bit, you know.
I thought you had to say it in a weird voice because you hadn't used a weird voice in 10 minutes and it was due.
It was due.
I think I agree. The second verse I don't have a problem with. I think it's well written. And it's not the same kind of garbage that we saw just moments ago in verse one. Can I tell you how I think it does not harken back to Killer's early stuff?
Absolutely.
Like, I really loved Hot Fuss and Sam's Town. Those were two excellent albums. Like when you were young, that song rocks, and like and everything off of the first album. I really love like that opening track, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine,
that
and
whole
all
album
these
is
things
amazing.
I've done.
Amazing.
And, like, yeah. And that had, you know, it was synthesizer heavy, dancey rock. And there was something like dirty or gritty about the production that I absolutely loved. Like the guitar sounded just like unprocessed, overdriven guitar, just like fuzzy and crunchy. And then his vocals, it sounded like he was singing through a bullhorn. And it was like just ripping vocals out of his throat.
Right, like he has a great voice, but there was a real like gritty emotional quality to it. And yet like the music would be
dirty.
Fun
there
at
was
the same
like
time.
Yeah, it was dirty. And... in this song, it is so remarkably polished that it just loses that kind of rebellious, dirty nature of rock and roll that I loved in those first two albums. You know, his vocal performance is not strong in this. It's like he's phoning it in.
Right. His voice obviously sounds good because he has a good singing voice, but it doesn't have
the same...
Yeah,
he's not off-key or anything like that, but, it, like, yeah, it lacks that grit.
Mm-hmm.
The way this entire album, as a matter of fact, was produced was... it was produced with this guy, Stuart Price, this London producer, and the Killers performed their parts at their own homes and just basically, like, emailed everything to each other. And then sent it over to Stuart Price in London, where they said that, like, he filled out the landscape. So, like, he's just there, like, just polishing whatever work the Killers did, which, like, I mean, again, as we've discussed before, like, there kind of takes away this, like, artistry and this collaborative effort that typically comes along with like group writing sessions.
Right. You don't have that like connection between the other human / dancer. You don't have spontaneity or kind of getting ideas in the moment. Oh, you did that and I was listening and it was cool. What if we tried this? It's like, no, everybody just does stuff on their own. And, you know, I'm going to sound so pretentious. I'm sorry. But, you know, really hinders the creative process when you're just on your own and you're not getting feedback and adjusting from other people.
I think at this point, we we don't have to apologize for sounding pretentious.
I mean, our whole podcast is about like ripping apart other people's work like a bunch of
jerks.
It is
our job to shit on songs. So, that is what we do here.
I guess we're embracing our jerkiness.
Just accept it. Just be that inner DB right there. But anyway, so like these guys all met in London one time and started recording that night, and Brandon Flowers described it as like he said to Stuart Price is like, I got that thing, it's Johnny Cash meets the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh God.
Which this I haven't listened to the rest of this album Day and Age. With the exception of that song Spaceman that they put out after it, which also is like remarkably squeaky clean polished and I don't care for.
I don't remember it at all.
It's not as lame, therefore memorable as this song. But I gotta say, like, this song sounds like neither Johnny Cash nor the Pet Shop Boys.
No, this is like an insult to Johnny Cash, basically.
I don't know if it's an insult to the Pet Shop Boys.
I couldn't speak to that. I'm not...
Song I know is West End Girls. That's it.
But, I don't even know how that goes.
It's 80s dance pop. Like,
right. So maybe it's part Pet Shop Boys, but it definitely isn't Johnny Cash.
I don't know. Do you want to read the bridge for us?
Oh, the weird bridge.
Yeah.
Let me find it. Oh, well, I guess I'll say this after I read it. So the bridge says, will your system be all right when you dream of home tonight? There is no message we're receiving. Let me know, is your heart still beating?
That is not baby related, I don't think.
No, because the baby grew up, but he was the baby. And this is directed at a you who was never identified. So you're right. It's not baby related. Damn it, I thought we'd done it.
Cancel. It's definitely our fault, not the
cancel
the writer of
tweet.
The song. Yeah.
Cancel the tweet to Brendan Flowers. Mm-hmm. We don't have the answers.
No, still tweet him. I just want to put strike through all of the words.
I had the lyrics to this wrong.
Okay.
For always.
What were you going to say before you read the bridge?
That's what I was going to say. Is I always thought, and I'm not sure one makes more sense than the other. I thought it was, will your sister be all right? Will your sister be all right when you dream of home tonight? I mean, that could make sense too.
It would make more sense. Then you could say he's like, talking to his baby girl sister.
Right. Or, sure. Yep. Then it's about the baby again. What do you think about this? I feel like you need to do more analyzing.
I can't even, like, first of all, lyrical analysis is not my forte. mostly I just look at this and then my immediate reaction is garbage. This is garbage. Doesn't make sense. I'm not going to waste my time thinking about a 4-minute long pop song.
But Brad, that's what we're here to do.
I could sit here and tell you on it by a line by line basis, there's nothing particularly lame about it. But I can tell you also that as a stanza, it does not make sense.
Well, right. Like, whose system?
Yeah. There is no message we're receiving. Let me know, is your heart still beating?
Just jumping around from like we to you.
Yeah.
Does he say I in the song? Well, he says my, which is the same.
He says
my, I. So it's like, who is the speaker? Who is the subject?
Right.
Who are these people? It's totally unidentified.
Now, maybe if somebody came out and said like, well, here's what the song is about, they could shed some light on why we think this is garbage, maybe change our minds. But as of now, it's just nonsense.
Like, even if this said, will our system be all right when we dream of home tonight, it would not make sense, but it would at least be more consistent with the rest of the song. And I really want to know, excuse me, what is Dancer?
Yeah. It's a Hunter S. Thompson quote.
An alien race?
No. Let me tell you this. So Brandon Flowers has said this is based on the Hunter S. Thompson quote. Interestingly enough, that Hunter S. Thompson quote doesn't appear in any of his literature. So it may be from some interview, but a vast Google search will not bring up any results for like any like verifiable results for Hunter S. Thompson actually saying that.
So maybe he just saw this on like brainyquotes.com.
It's like seriously if somebody like just created a meme and posted it and said that was Hunter S. Thompson. That's
like Abraham Lincoln saying, you can't believe what you read on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that Brandon Flowers said about this, with regards to the chorus, is, quote, "I guess it bothers people that it's not grammatically correct, but I think I'm allowed to do whatever I want." That's what he told MTV News when he was being interviewed about this. Now, in a sense, yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no laws preventing him from being dumb, but, you know, he can't, he's got to expect, excuse me, I'm choking on this beer. you got to expect, like, some type of backlash from people if you're going to have a big grammatical error in a song repeatedly.
Right.
So
I don't even think I'm mad about it.
I'm not mad, but it's a head slapper.
Don't know what this he is... would possibly want it to mean.
And then he calls people an idiot for not getting it.
Right.
So who's the idiot now, Flowers? Who's the idiot now?
I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank, I guess.
That's true. Man got a nice paycheck out of this thing.
You said it was platinum. The album went platinum?
The single
The single went platinum. Yeah. Well, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. I also want to discuss, like, musically, they tried something. So I really like the guitar player in this band, Dave Koenig is his name. K-E-U-N-I-N-G, Koenig.
Sure.
I really like his work in general, full stop. He's a good guitar player that I really like the way he plays. And I don't know which of them wrote the music to this song, but it goes into a weird place after the bridge.
Right.
It's like they tried, now forgive me if I'm not clear when I explain this. It's like they tried taking chords from the same key that the verse is in and rearranging them, but it was in a way that didn't work. And so musically, they sing the chorus over a different chord change that is sonically confusing.
Maybe they just wanted it to sound weird.
I mean, they're writing a, he said they're writing a pop dance song. Like, how weird can you really get with
that? Look at the lyrics.
That's just bad. There's a difference between just bad and weird. Those are my thoughts on the words to that song. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. But yeah, I think the last thing we really want to touch on is the video for this.
Yes.
And again, I gotta say, it's another situation like I was saying before where I feel like they're taking the song so seriously. And it, like the song that I think means nothing, they're just acting so serious in this song that it's like...
If there was a... Even in the lyrics, in the video, in the tone of voice or the music and the way it's being performed, if there was like a little bit of a wink, you know?
Yeah.
I think it would change the whole song. It might be enjoyable rather than just annoying.
Right.
But the video is a perfect example of how serious and ridiculous the song is at the same time.
Right.
Can I say what stands out to me in the video?
Please.
So Brandon Flowers is wearing this jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That has...
Like
bird feather shoulder pads on it. So like giant shoulders.
He looks like Bird Person.
Right. He looks like Bird Person's uniform in Rick and Morty. Absolutely. I actually have no idea what that uniform looks like. So... Whatever.
It's got feathers.
It's got feathers. It's fine.
Let's just go with that.
It's like a Michael Jackson-esque jacket, except the huge shoulders are feathers.
Covered in feathers. Now, this is not unlike him. He used to perform all the time in that like bedazzled like rhinestone white leather jacket with all the flowers on it.
Right.
But this is like next level, like terrible.
But then throughout the video, and you know I love cats.
Yeah.
But throughout the video, there are all these like big cats prowling around.
There is so much white tiger. It's like a Siegfried and Roy show.
And that white tiger doesn't belong in the desert. No, like what is it even Sonoma doing there?
In Sedona, excuse me. It's ridiculous.
There's that white tiger and there's a mountain lion. I think it's a mountain lion. Or that's a mountain lion.
Yeah,
they keep showing the mountain lion like climbing down rocks. And then they keep doing these like very intense close-ups of the white tiger's face. And it feels like they're going for the predators circling the bird prey kind of thing. But it's ridiculous.
With like a super, super serious bird. That's what we have.
That bird is so serious.
Hey, you cats are going to hunt me.
I'm going to do a little subtle dance while you do.
Are you dancer? Are you dancer?
No, they're like, no, man, I'm a cat.
I'm not human either.
I'm just a big cat.
I'm a cat.
Neither human nor dancer.
I eat the hell out of you, bird.
And when the band is playing, there's like the white tiger just lounging. And then they go real intense on its face and it just blinks.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I think that video was just made because they felt like they needed to have a video.
But then towards the end of the song, he's doing his like subtle dancing.
He's like, you know what he's doing? He's pulling the microphone cord like so taut at one point.
That's the cord he's going to cut.
Is that the cord
he's
going to cut?
The umbilical cord of the baby.
Well, yeah, that's perfect symbolism.
I think so.
I think perfect sums it up.
But after watching the video and his serious face shoulder shimmy dance, I think the answer to the question, are we human or are we dancer, is Brendan Flowers. You're definitely human, man.
Definitely
a
human.
You are not dancer.
With all your flaws.
You
are not dancer. Well, I guess that about does it. Is there anything else to throw in here before we wrap it up?
I just am left with the question, is the seriousness really serious? Or is the seriousness meant to be funny?
It is not meant to be funny. That is my opinion.
I hope it is.
I think there is no possible way it's meant to be funny. I think they were like, we got a great hit song.
It's just so over the top that I don't want to believe that it's that serious on purpose.
I think that Brendan Flowers must be as douchebaggy as we are when analyzing this song.
Oh, that's a nice way to insult him, just, you know, comparing him to us.
Hey, man, you're bare minimum as douchey as us.
So.
Way to go, B-Flow.
Welcome to the club, man.
Welcome to the club. So I guess with that, we should wrap it up for this week, huh? You guys can always find us on Twitter at decomp_pod, or you can shoot us an email at decompositionpod@gmail.com. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, song suggestions, we got a great song suggestion that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. Just once I get some valid research on it.
And I'm still looking for someone to explain the human cannonball.
Exactly. I tweeted out a picture of that. Go check it out. But yeah, in the meantime, you guys have an excellent week and you just chill till the next episode.